Good night, Shabbos, everybody. I want to share with you something that will really make one think about being and staying growth-oriented. The Parshas of Bereshis don't have any halachas. They are just here to teach us the lives we have to emulate and the perspectives we need to have that our avos and our imos had. There's words that repeat itself in this week's parsha that are very, very interesting. Every time we talk about Yaakov and Esav, it says Bina Yaakov Bina HaKoton and Esav Bina HaGodol. And it's so interesting how every single time we're talking about Yaakov, we call him Bnei HaKatan, the little guy. And every time we talk about the big one. You would think they were 30 years apart, like brothers that parents had right after the wedding versus a child they had 20 years after their wedding. You know how many seconds Yaakov and Esav were apart? Why is it that Yaakov is called Bnei HaKatan, which seems to be a little bit of a derogatory in nature? And then we have Bnei HaGodol. I think it needs an explanation why the Torah keeps on telling us that Yaakov is the small son, the young son. Esav is the big one. The answer I heard is beautiful. It was how Yaakov perceived himself and how Esav perceived himself. Yaakov looked at himself in life as a katan. He's young. He's got a whole life ahead of him. He's got many years to go. He's far from done. Esav is from the word asu, done, made, stop growing. The Torah is telling us something amazing. What we call here katan is someone who's young with a bright life ahead of them. And what we call gadol is someone who's already done. Let me give you a mashal to bring out an example. Two fellows meet each other in the street, and one guy is very downtrodden, very down. And he tells his friend, "Oh, terrible." He says, "What happened?" "I just went to visit my uncle in the nursing home." He says, "What's so bad?" He says, "He can't eat. He can't walk. He can't talk. It's terrible. He can't do any of that." And he's kvetching and crying to his friend. His friend looks at him and says, "I know exactly what you're talking about. I was just over at my niece's house. She just had a baby. And I also saw the baby there laying. Couldn't eat. Couldn't walk. Couldn't talk. I know exactly what you're talking about." Everyone who's listening understands that the second man is a fool. Yes, the old man can't walk, talk, and eat. But that's because he's done. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, he lived a beautiful, long life. But the young child can't eat yet. Can't walk yet. Can't talk yet. But has a beautiful, bright future ahead of themselves. That is the difference in Yaakov and Esav. When it came to the future, Yaakov was called Bnei HaKatan. Rivka looked at her son, who was Yaakov, who kept on striving to higher and higher levels, and marveled at him. How he's always looking at himself as so young with so much ahead. And comes Esav, who's done. That's finished. He threw in the towel on life. I don't know how old you are, but I'll tell you one thing. I want you to think about the life of Avraham Avinu. When did Sari Menu start with her motherhood? At 90. Didn't say that that's the ideal age to wait for. Not everyone gets a miracle. But understand that she prepared her whole life. She always looked ahead. Yaakov looked ahead. There's never Oh, I'm done. Some of the greatest inventions or institutions that I can think about were started by people in retirement who finished their regular jobs and went ahead, changed the world. They're young, they're vibrant, they're B'nai HaKatan. I'll tell you something amazing. One of the people that shaped Yiddishkeit in America post-World War II was a Yid named Reb Yoel Teitelbaum, Satmar Rebbe. Whether you're a chassid or not, everyone agrees that Judaism, Yiddishkeit in America today, he was involved in Chalav Yisrael and Shechita. What he did was unbelievable. He opened up more schools and shuls under the Satmar Chassidus and others that you could even imagine. Stories told that he arrived from there. He was living in Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust. And he came on a fundraising trip to raise money for his yeshivas back in Europe. He was 62 years old. 62-year-old Holocaust survivor. And he bumped in. He went in. He was sitting in a shul. He was maybe getting a coffee or something. And a fellow walked over to him and says, "What brings you here to America?" He says, "I'm starting a new yeshiva, a new girls' school, a new institution," whatever it was he was starting. And the man turns to him and he says, "Reb Yoel, how old are you?" He says, 62. He says, at 62, you don't collect fundraising checks. At 62, you start collecting social security checks and you sit back and relax. This is what he told him. Satmar Rebbe, over the next 30 years, till he was 92, I think it was, when he passed away, went on to build, as I mentioned, tens and tens and tens of yeshivas. He raised millions of dollars a year for people for tzedakah, all between 60 and 90. But I'm talking to the 20 and 30 and 40 year olds. Do you have a perspective like Yaakov or like Esav? Is the question that Torah wants you to ask yourself this week. Are you, the Torah calls Yaakov B'noi HaKatan, in a positive and complimentary term? We would never call Esav B'noi HaGadol in complimentary. They were minutes, seconds apart. They were twins. And even the B'chayra, Yaakov was holding on to Esav's heel. They were not even perhaps a split second apart. It doesn't, what's the lesson? Two people can be the same exact age. And one can be a katan, full of energy and open to change the world. They will change the world. Or themselves. And then the person who gives up. Asu, Esav, I'm done. Who are you? Is what the Torah wants you to ask yourself. What happened from Yaakov? Look at his life. Married, moved on, also later on in his life. What happened to Esav? What is he doing this week's parasha? Falls down. Feed me. I have no strength and no energy. How old was he at the time? 15. 15 at the time. The day Avram Avinu passed away. Yaakov and Esav. And Esav's an old man. He's worn. He says, "I don't have any strength anymore." One of the words Esav says in this week's parasha, "I'm heading to die." 15-year-old kid. He says, "I may as well eat, live, and be merry, for tomorrow I might not be here." And Yaakov says, "Oh my gosh, there's a world ahead of me." He grabs the Bechayr with two hands. You need to be honest with yourself. What's your perspective? You can change the world in your old age or in your middle age or in your young age. And it does not make a difference what age is. It makes a difference to whether you want to. Are you finished for life? You're done. If you're finished for life, Hashem doesn't have to leave you around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves around those who are here to change people, here to change the world. Whether it's tzedakah, making friendships, giving people chizuk, learning Torah, saying Tehillim, whatever you choose to grow in, it makes no difference. Hashem loves them all. Remember, you're a katan, you're young, and you're vibrant like Yaakov. And not Esav, the greatest insult we label is Esav. He's done. Finished for life. 15. Anoichi ha'ilech lamus. This is the lesson. And this is when you hear on Shabbos the words of the parasha. Yaakov's called B'nai HaKatan. And Esav's called B'nai HaGadol. You'll think to yourself how the greatest compliment is when someone tells you, "Ah, you're katan. You're young and you're vibrant. and you have future and you're excited to grow every day. For someone who says, I'm done, let's make a plan how we're going to grow and move ahead and we'll remain katan so we can live the productive life of Yaakov Avinu and not the life of default that Esav lived, just collapsing, falling apart, feed me so I can go to sleep, so I can wake up. That's the life of Esav. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and we will continue to grow.